O happy Virgin, you gave birth to the Lord. O blessed Mother of the Church, you warm our hearts with the Spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother, the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." In that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over his spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath. The Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one. The Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side. Immediately, blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be to you. Please be seated. If you notice in our church, all the Easter decorations are now put away. We ended Easter yesterday, the celebration of Pentecost. And just a few years ago, Pope Francis established this new day called Mary, Mother of the Church. And as Catholics, we are called to have a very special devotion to Mary. Because Mary teaches us a very important lesson in this gospel today. She tells us that in the difficult moments of life, when things are hard, when things don't go our way, when you face disappointment or are full of worry, fear, and anxiety, Mary teaches us that in life, it's going to be okay if we stay focused on Jesus. And sometimes that's hard for us to do because we get so distracted with our activities, we get overwhelmed with school, and sometimes we put Jesus to the side. And that's the last thing we should do when we're overwhelmed. So one of the best ways to stay on track is to go to Mass on Sundays, receive the Eucharist, to pray every day, and in a very special way when you're feeling overwhelmed, to ask Mary to pray for you. So what I want us to do right now is just bow our heads, and let's think of anything in life that we're stressed out about. Maybe we're worried about ending the school year, our exams. Maybe a lot of you are overwhelmed right now with your extracurricular activities. And let's bring that to Mary right now and to pray for us, that we may have the strength to follow her son, Jesus, always. So let's bring our troubles to Mary right now and ask her to pray for us.